This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Blitz on SportsMap 94.1.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You're on the air, so they get to hear it.
All right.
That's why they may judge you as a diva. Having worked with divas...
I'm not that bad. I'm a low-rent diva.
You are, as divas go, you're kind of on a diva scale. You're barely above Richard Simmons. I mean, I don't think you're...
I hate you so much.
Our good buddy Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com.
The way Michigan uses their bigs, drawing out the post guys for Texas A&M, that they seem to have an advantage. But A&M looked really good against North Carolina.
I kind of lean towards the Wolverines here just from a pure value aspect. I got some long future tickets, significant ones on Michigan, and I'm going to start hedging just slightly in this particular round here just because I think that they could get upset and I wouldn't be shocked.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There is also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. In fact, you're all of our listeners at the moment, SportsMap 94.1. So we want to hear from you guys. Text the show and let us know you're listening. Aggie basketball over on 97.5 now, and we're working on the 97.5 stream, apparently. So as soon as that's up and running, well, we'll let you know, but you won't know unless you're listening to a stream that's not there either. So I'm not really sure how to deal with that. It doesn't quite add up. But we'll let you know. As of now, though, we're rocking and rolling on the map, as it were.
I'm rocking and rolling on the map. Yeah. All right, I wasn't for a minute, but now I'm back.
Okay, so I just thought you were being quiet. I didn't realize that Voldemort had you shut out.
Back in the game.
Yeah. So some movies are leaving Netflix in April. So if you want to get in on these.
That seems dumb. Shouldn't Netflix just keep these movies in perpetuity?
Why is there some reason they can't?
I don't know.
They don't have enough space? Is that it?
Dude, I mean, you're Netflix. You should have all the server space.
Yeah, you should. You should have the universe's server space.
Yeah, that seems crazy to me.
So here's what's going to be among those leaving in April: American Pie,
okay,
Cool Runnings,
okay,
Shawshank Redemption.
All right. Doesn't Shawshank still come on HBO sometimes?
Well, no. Shawshank comes on like every cable
TNT
channel.
TNT,
USA, TNT. Yeah. It's on at least.
But it's edited on those.
I don't know if it is anymore, the late night versions.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, it's on at least once a week. So I don't think you're missing anything. That's probably why they did it. But, some other TV news, or well, movie news, actually. Apparently the test screening for, Deadpool 2, outscoring the original, which was one of the highest movies ever in the test screenings.
Okay.
So... I'll take that with a grain of salt because I read the same thing about Guardians 2, and it was good, but it wasn't Guardians 1,
no.
In my opinion. So, so that's some movie news for you. See, we haven't gotten our flight and stuff yet, have we,
No.
Vegas? But we're going, right?
Yeah, we're going. Okay. We're locked in.
And now the internet stopped working for me.
Oh, no.
How's yours?
It's fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine has gone really slow all of a sudden. And it shouldn't be. I mean, it shows like a full little windmill there or whatever the hell that is. It's like I'm trying to get to the text and everything, and it's not doing it. But, so I can't do that story I was going to talk about.
Well, damn.
Fine.
Looking forward to that.
You're going to have to come up with something.
Just
Canelo and Triple G basically saying he's been a cheater his whole career.
Yeah, him and De La Hoya.
Yeah, which... maybe accurate, I don't know. But I tend to believe Canelo. I don't think he's – maybe it's because I like the guy. But it wouldn't surprise me if he had been. But I don't know if that's the case. He needed a little more when he fought Floyd.
Yeah. Hey, I've got some non-sports stories if you want to do some of that.
That would be great.
let's say you're a homeless man, and you've been.
What's my name?
Your name is.
Because if I'm homeless, I want to go by.
Nope, you're
a name like Apache.
Nope, you're Anthony. No. Anthony Burks.
I can't be Apache?
No. I mean, I guess that could be your street name.
Yeah, I want a street
name. Once you're arrested, you would become Anthony Burks.
Oh, okay.
And
Junior?
No, it's just the original, the OG Anthony Burks. What had happened was he decided, this homeless guy, that he was going to burglarize a car. The problem was when he was burgling, his court summonses fell out of his pocket in between the seats.
Oh.
And,
Oh.
Yeah. Did I mention that this was a cop car?
No.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, not a good move, Apache.
Yeah.
And, not a good look at all.
He also apologized and offered to return two phone chargers, a power adapter, and some sweatshirts that he had taken from the vehicle. He also turned over a tablet that he said he found on Hudson Street after first claiming it belonged to his uncle. Burks has a criminal history dating back 14 years, was arrested on charges of burglary and theft. Police, meanwhile, were still looking for the tablet's owner. But that's not the worst thing that happened in a cop car this week, Fred.
Okay.
Let's now pretend you're a cop.
Can my name be Apache?
Your name's Kyle Kirby.
Kirby?
Yeah, Officer Kirby.
Okay.
And you have now been sentenced to 120 years in federal prison.
Whoa.
For making and possessing child pornography, including images downloaded on his patrol car's computer.
Ugh, what a dumbass.
Not wise, guys.
Okay, I got to ask this. I can't understand the concept of child pornography.
I don't get it either.
What the hell?
You're weird if that's what gets you going.
Yeah, but. I mean, honestly, what is that about? Like, I watch that on... there's a lot of Law and Order episodes about that, and I'm just like looking at these guys going, "Are you bleeping kidding me?"
Yeah, I don't get it.
I mean, and of course they pick actors that look like guys that would do that.
Yeah,
but it's all based on like real headlines, so those guys exist. I mean, they're out there. Jared from Subway. Now, of course, he also looks like a guy who would do that.
Yeah,
but man, I just don't get it. It's one of those mindsets I will never understand. I just think you're a sick, perverted. Twisted, in all cases, I think. But, man, doing it in your car?
Not wise.
I mean, you're a police officer.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And apparently he tried to delete them, but...
Those things don't go away.
Yeah, it doesn't go away.
I saw that on Law & Order, too.
So, that's fun with cop cars today.
Wow. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. A32 says, driving from Corpus, got online, made an account, deposited money, made a Nova Kentucky parlay in 5 minutes. That's pretty good. I hope you pulled over to do that, though, and weren't driving
while you
were doing that.
Safety first.
Yeah. So, somebody said, going out of my way on my commute home to honk for my support of the Blitz. So that's who it was that came by and honked.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I didn't see that text because I was having internet problems. But I just restarted my computer and it's fine.
You're back in the game.
936. So thanks for supporting the Blitz. And we're out here at Cowboys and Indians. So come and check us out. John, do we have things sorted with the stream and with the Aggies and everything yet?
No, we don't because people are still tweeting me saying that the app is down.
Oh, okay.
They're mad at me.
Well.
They're mad at Jong, actually.
Yeah, well, because we don't control. Oh, you know what we control? The fact that we're out here.
I mean, that's about it.
Yeah, we're out here at Cowboys and Indians, which is a cool place. They got plenty of TVs in there. You can hear us on 94.1. That's all we can control is what we're talking about at the moment. So I apologize if the app's out. As soon as it's up, we'll let you know. But, can't control anything else.
Yeah.
And can't really worry about it. Because honestly, we were just going to take off early today. But no. I said, hey, they said we'd be there from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Damn right.
We're going to be here until 7 p.m. We're going to do that last hour on Sports Map. We're going to bring Sports Map 94.1 something that it's never had, an exclusive hour of the Blitz. That's special.
That is.
That's we're helping Sports Map here. We're helping the people. That's all we're doing.
You know, earlier we were talking about police dogs and how they don't care.
Yeah.
Story came across my feed. Racine, I'm guessing, I think that's in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Racine, Wisconsin. The Racine County Sheriff's Office released body camera video of a man who was, he was in trouble with the law. He was, there was a man reported outside of a house, and the caller said the man, who was later identified as Leland O'Malley, 44-year-old man.
I like to call him Lee.
He would not leave, and he appeared to be intoxicated. He was walking around the house, banging on windows and doors, yelling that he wanted to be let into the house to sleep. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmalling says, it appeared to me he was not in the right state of mind.
Okay.
Okay. That lets you know where we're at here. Deputy Fisher, with his canine partner Murphy, saw O'Malley pounding a window. The deputy ordered him to step out. O'Malley refused. The complaint says O'Malley also refused to remove his hand from his pocket. He was told again, but he kept advancing. Under the threat of the canine being released on him, O'Malley stepped forward, but then began to increase his speed toward the officer, ignoring the command to stay back. Believing O'Malley was going to assault him, Deputy Fisher released Murphy, who took hold of the defendant's arm. O'Malley wrapped his arm around the canine's head and attempted to bite the dog back.
Wow.
Deputy Fisher yelled, "Stop fighting my dog." O'Malley complied, and the canine was removed from the bite. Murphy was not injured in the incident, and he said the dog is not injured, but he did attempt to bite him multiple times. He now faces two counts of disorderly conduct, one count of resisting arrest, and one count of striking a police animal. So don't try to bite the dog back. That's not going to work.
Isn't that assault on a police officer?
It's not an effective strategy to escape a police dog, is biting him back.
All right. We're gonna
criminals
take,
are so dumb.
Yeah, and you know what? There's so many cameras and everything now. It's so hard to get away with anything. It really is. Especially stuff like that. Don't bite the dog. All right. We come back. I have an MMA match that might happen that I'd like to get your opinion on.
Okay.
And by that, I'm being sarcastic, but it's a fight.
All right.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN. Oh, sorry. It's the Blitz on SportsMap 94.1. Hopefully soon on ESPN 97.5, the stream.
This is SportsMap 94.1, your map to Houston sports. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Blitz on SportsMap 94.1.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And we're back on the stream on ESPN 97.5.com. We are also on SportsMap 94.1. So, everything's normal now.
All back to normal.
Yeah, so everyone can stop texting the show and saying you're not on the stream.
Update on Loyola versus Nevada.
Okay.
It's not a good update, I'm afraid. Nevada up 12-4, 15:35 to go in the first. So
it's early.
About 5 minutes in, Nevada's shooting really well, 5 of 7. Loyola shooting really poorly, 2 of 7. So I don't think Loyola is going to finish at 28%, and I don't think Nevada is going to finish at 72%. But crazier things have happened.
28.6% to be exact.
To be exact.
Okay, so I have a fight I want you to break down for me. Potential fight.
Okay.
It started when Gentleman A said, "If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him."
Okay.
And
Person A is you.
No.
You were a bully.
No. Person A, you might think's a bully. Person A responded, said, actually, he is weak both mentally and physically, and yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe.
Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure person B is Trump.
Person B is indeed Donald Trump.
Who could person A be? I haven't seen any of Trump's tweets today.
Well, I'll read you the...
Is that where this fight originated?
No, it originated when Joe Biden...
Oh, that's who it was.
...came out and said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I did hear something about that.
Talking about the infamous grab her by the...
Yeah.
And Trump did tweet, calling him crazy Joe Biden, is trying to act like a tough guy. And then he goes, actually, he's weak both mentally and physically, and that was his response. So,
I mean, listen, Joe Biden, he's probably not the most strong physically.
Well, I want you to break this down, because if they were to actually fight,
okay,
this would be an old man fight.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
But, you know, I would say, and there's Ray Ray.
Ray Ray's in the house.
Ray Ray is, did you hit a happy hour somewhere? I don't know. I would like to hear your thoughts on how that fight would go.
Okay. Trump alleges that he's 6'3", which I'm
239 pounds,
which I'm absolutely positive is false.
I'm going to go probably closer to 6'1.5", 260.
Yeah, I think Biden's probably 6'190-ish.
Yeah, 180-ish maybe, with old man skin.
Cardio edge, I'm going to go Biden. He is Biden older than Trump? Are they?
Yeah, he's got to be.
How old is Trump?
64.
Okay. Joe Biden, 75.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty old. Yeah. Oh no, Trump's 71.
Oh really?
So they're both really old.
Okay. Trump doesn't seem as old. Trump also had an affair with a really hot chick.
True.
Not that long ago.
Let's see. Who do you think? Joe Biden had to have had a tougher life growing up.
Well, yeah, because he grew up in like the 20s.
In the roaring 20s? No, yeah. He was born in the 40s.
Okay, close enough.
That's how he's 75.
Yeah, they didn't have cars in, though.
No, they did. No. Yeah, they did.
Didn't have internet.
No, they did not.
So he didn't have internet porn to go to.
So let's consider, if the fight ends quickly, I would say Trump has an advantage. But if the fight lasts more than 45 seconds, I think Trump would gas out.
I think we're looking at one-minute round.
Yeah.
And I think that would favor Trump.
You think so?
Yeah, I think
size, he does have a girth advantage.
Size advantage. I think if he gets him on the ground, especially, I think he would ground and pound him. And
do you think Trump could really throw a punch, though?
I don't think Joe Biden could throw a punch. That's what would make this great.
Yeah.
Because all Trump has to do is land on him, and I think he breaks his hip, and that's it.
I would like to see this fight, though, now the more we talk about it.
I would, too. I would, too, because
I like when guys who have no business fighting think they can fight. That's what I like.
Yeah, and basically threatening each other.
Do you think either of those guys has ever been in a fist fight?
No.
No
Biden,
chance.
Maybe, when he was younger. Because he tries to come off as kind of old, tough guy. So I could sort of see that, but realistically, no.
And it's not just like an age thing, because...
Yeah, they're both sort of the same age.
Right. Like, John McCain's 81, and I think John McCain could probably kill both those guys with his bare hands.
Yeah, I would take McCain as a favorite over both guys.
Yeah. So, like, at the same time, I think he could beat them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know Biden versus Trump who would win that battle.
The thing is, like, this is what old people do, is they threaten to fight.
Yeah.
Which, I think the last fight I almost got into was with an old dude that was yelling at us at a game for something, and we were all drunk by 6-7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I thought, dude, I would totally crush this guy the way I would Milo Hamilton. But I was like, what's the point, right?
Right.
You know, why am I going to punch an old guy? Because someday I'm going to be that old guy who's being a jerk, and then somebody's going to punch me.
Yeah.
And I don't
you're
want
not going to appreciate
I
that.
I don't want that. So, yeah, Joe Biden, I see nothing in his past that makes me think he could ever fight.
Yeah, and neither of those guys can fight, I'm pretty sure. Trump, I know, can't fight.
No, but he's big enough to just kind of belly him into the corner and take him down.
That's true.
I could see that happening.
Biden's
like, he's basically been a lifetime lawyer slash politician, so yeah, there's no fighting there.
No.
Yeah, you always wonder, so, well, maybe he served in the military. No. No.
No military service?
No, he attended Archmere Academy in Claymont, Delaware, where he was a standout halfback wide receiver on the high school football team.
On his all-white school prep team?
Yeah, in Claymont, Delaware.
Yeah.
Where I'm pretty sure
he was all-state?
No, he was not all-state. He was a standout.
A standout. Oh.
That means
if they said all-state, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, yeah, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
But if Joe Biden was playing tailback for you, your team couldn't have been that good.
I'm pretty sure that even at our advanced ages, we could go and start for that high school.
What about Trump's high school football background?
I don't know. I haven't checked that one out yet. But
do you have a guess?
He did play halfback with the University of Delaware, the Blue Hens. Well,
oh, really?
So
he was a college athlete.
Well, it said he played halfback. It doesn't say anything about how he was on the field or actually did anything.
Okay.
And we're talking Delaware in the 1965. How good could they have been? And then he met his future wife, who was from a affluent background in New York, attending Syracuse while on spring break in the Bahamas. Boy, what a tough life.
Trump, according to an article here, it says that Trump was a three-sport varsity athlete in high school at New York Military Academy. Played baseball and football as his primary sports and 1 year of soccer. According to his teammates, he was pretty good and had pro potential. I bought it all the way up until the last part. And it's like, oh, come on.
No, he was tremendous. He was the best, AJ, the best. Tremendous. So,
also a good golfer.
Yeah, well, yeah, although I read that he cheats.
Yeah. Someone listed his sports as draft, dodgeball.
Oh, stop.
I won't have time to golf. Fake Spurs in my football. Zero consent taking a first to third baseball. Fast food to face curling. Fake scripted pro wrestling. Water when cold is snowboarding.
Snowboarding is not easy.
No, it's not.
But what were his three sports in high school? Because that
baseball, football, and soccer.
Okay. Soccer?
1 year of soccer.
He could certainly...
I don't think that's what he was going to go pro in.
Well, but he could take a dive.
Yes.
You learn to do that in soccer.
Yes.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna stick to my guns here. I say Trump wins it.
Okay. I don't necessarily disagree.
So...
But didn't Joe Biden seem like a guy who like goes out and goes on a run in the morning?
Well, yeah, but... I just don't think
I gotta tell you I don't know.
I don't think it's gonna do him any good.
It's been a long time since you were in a fight, but I think you should understand that a key factor when you get into a fight, especially like a street fight, is how fast you tire out.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. I pretty much realize that if I were to get in a street fight, I've got about 20 seconds. All right, well, but I'm also not.
Do you think you have more or less time in you than Trump?
Oh, I have more.
Okay, so
I have plenty of stamina. It's just, if I'm in a street fight, I'm going for crippling moves right off the bat.
You're going full blast, yeah.
Right, I'm trying to...
There's a lot of adrenaline, too. And
I'm trying
like,
to take him out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't fight anymore.
I would like to see this match. Nevada continues to shoot 77% from the field so far. They lead 20-10, 12-27 to go in the first half.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz. On SportsMap 94.1 and streaming on ESPN975.com.
SportsMap 94.1, your map to Houston sports.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Blitz on SportsMap 94.1.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Cowboys and Indians Texan and Indian Kitchen. Very interesting concept. The food's fantastic. They got a lot of good beers on tap too. A lot of good Carbach, which I'm not partaking in right now, but it's there for you if you want it. Corner of Taft and Webster, very easy to find, and been out here all day. Well, we haven't been out here all day. The station has.
Right.
And just want to let you know that we are on SportsMap 94.1 and streaming on ESPN975.com. Aggie basketball is about to get underway over on 97.5. So if you want to get your Aggie on,
there's the place to
do it. That's the place to do it. So, and actually, you probably should listen to the Aggies because I think that helps our ratings, technically, since it's 97.5. So, but yeah, we had some insight there from someone who knows Joe Biden who thinks he would win the fight.
Yeah, and he says that Joe Biden, because, but again, this is Joe, they're friends.
Right.
You always think your friend can beat up the other guy that you don't know. So
true.
I don't know.
I think you could beat up Donald Trump, though.
I think I could beat up Donald Trump, but Donald Trump and I are also in the same weight class.
That's true.
Joe Biden's he's a middleweight.
Yeah.
Me and Trump are heavyweights.
Well,
Joe Biden might even be a welterweight. He might be a super welterweight.
He looks like a wee lad.
Yeah.
The more I look at recent pictures of him. Did you see that CBS apparently is under fire for showing all these crying children?
I love it. That's my favorite shot of every after every game. What's the whole point if you're not going to show a crying kid? Why is that a problem? You kids got to learn to lose, man.
Oh, these are the soccer kids that everybody got a trophy. There is no losing. There's only you didn't win, but you're still a winner.
No.
That's what society is, man. Come on. You know that.
No. I'm going to go no. You lost. Cry. Go ahead and cry.
Yeah, I frankly, apparently people are mad because they seem so obsessed with it. Dude, show them. Let them learn right then and there that if you're going to be a little bitch about losing, you're going to show up on TV.
Yeah.
I think it's a life lesson and an important one. It's like if you're going to cry when you lose a damn basketball game, then people are going to make fun of you. So, you know what? CBS does a pretty crappy job at almost everything. But I'm going to defend them on this one. I'm going to say keep showing those kids until they man up and take losing like a man, like a real person would, and stop acting like soccer kid who got the trophy.
Right. Wah. Wah. My daddy took me to the Sweet 16 and my team lost. Wah.
Yeah, my daddy, who probably owns three private jets,
that's the best.
Flew us there on a private jet so we could watch a game and my team lost.
You remember last year there was a kid who was famous for crying. He was Duke kid. And it's like, dude, first of all, you've got like courtside tickets for the Duke game.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You're
going to cry all the way home in the back of your mom's Land Rover?
Land Rover, it's probably that's probably a Cadillac.
Whatever.
All right, probably on a private jet. I mean, if you got those kind of tickets to a Duke game, yeah, daddy's either big time doctor, lawyer, or criminal politician.
One
of those. That's pretty much everything that goes to Duke, right? So, yeah, I think keep showing them, make fun of them. Apparently, Donald Trump's kid is playing in the DC United Academy, according to Victor. He's a decent soccer player.
Okay.
I don't think that means you can fight. In fact, I think being a soccer player is probably the exact opposite of fighting, because mostly you can fall down really well and pretend like you were hit.
Yeah.
So that's good. I mean, if you want to pick a guy to lose a fight, yeah, you want a guy to take a dive for you.
He can do it.
Yeah. Although soccer players, I will say this, could last more than a few minutes. Because you have
to
be
tired.
You have to be in really good shape to play soccer. You have to have great endurance. So I would say a soccer player could rope-a-dope those guys until they ran out of juice and then crush them.
Yeah.
In theory. So maybe there you go. There's the future. Donald Trump's soccer kid.
Now you know.
713-780-ESPN. We're going to talk about this. Frank Gore winds up he's going to sign with the Dolphins. Going to return to Miami.
It's
where it
I
all
mean,
began. For
in
him.
A way, it's impressive that he's still able to play.
Yeah,
but it's also kind of depressing to know that he's going to finish out his career with no chance of winning, and he's just sort of collecting a check and riding it out.
Well, and I think part of it is he's a guy that I think I'd like to see kind of call it quits, just like Adrian Peterson. I want to remember him for him being a really good player, not what we're going to see next year, most likely.
I think Frank Gore is probably in that mode of trying to pile up numbers for a Hall of Fame bid. He's in Biggio mode right now.
Yeah.
So he's not what he was, but he's still effective enough to be on the field. 961 yards rushing last year.
Solid for an old guy, yeah.
Could be worse. 3.7 yards per carry, the lowest of his career, which that's not great. But
of course, his team was awful.
Team was bad, yeah, hard to run with. I'll give him one more year, see what he can do.
Update, Nevada 24, Loyola Chicago 19.
Oh, the lead's been trimmed, Fred.
Yes.
So does that mean Nevada's no longer shooting 70%?
Well, I don't know. I did not look at the box score. I just gave you the score.
They were 7 of their first 10 from the field. They are now 9 of 20. So that means 2 of 10 for their second 10.
That's how you let a team get back in the game.
That'll do it.
And it's over for A&M. Michigan up 2-0.
Oh, that is an
18-44 to go in.
That is an insurmountable lead.
Yeah, there's no. I don't see how they can come back from this one. Yeah, they got off to such a bad start. That's sarcasm, just in case. And just some sort of breaking news: the Rockets are going to sit CP3 tonight for rest purposes.
Good. You know what they call that in the NBA? Maintenance.
Yeah.
Sitting for maintenance.
Well, I'm just going to say it means that D'Antoni's a smart.
That's good.
If he's going to sit him tonight, good job. I'd like to see more of this down the stretch. We've talked about that quite a bit, and I do believe that it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, Victor pointing out, he never said he was a decent soccer player. He's just in the DC United Academy.
So
that's one where, hey, we got the president's son here. And maybe he'll make a donation to us if we have him here. So, yeah, okay. I guess these things work. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. I'd like to hear from some SportsMap 94.1 listeners. Like to, know. Well, you get to hear us at 6 o'clock every day anyway.
Yeah, you guys hear us all the time.
But you got us exclusively today, which is kind of cool, I think. It's a cool thing for the map. Speaking of the map, the other sports map, great stuff on there today. If you have not had a chance, please check it out.
The best. Tremendous.
It's tremendous. There's not a better map out there. I'm talking to you, Culture Map. Sports Map is the best.
I'm talking to you, Roadmap.
The best.
Google Maps. Map. Yeah. Waze, all of you. The maps are inferior.
Yeah. There's all kinds of good stuff on there, including lots of Rocket stories if you're Rockets.
Everybody's a Rocket fan right now.
Everybody is. AJ breaks down all the tournament games. So the two that have started, but there's 6 other games that he broke down and worked very hard at. And as I mentioned in the past, you want to make sure you support your favorite radio host. So
of course,
AJ is your favorite host. Get on Sports Map and read his story because that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's Ray Ray, who obviously hit the happy hour before he got here today. So,
whatever gets the job done.
Hey, man, it works. All right, we're down to one segment to go. We will have Hoffman on Hollywood, right?
Yes, we will.
And I'm sure there's a lot of stuff going on in Hollywood.
Plenty.
Any groping? Has that ended because everybody's cut off?
I think everybody's groped out now. Like, everybody who's a groper has been kind of exposed and, like, dudes that were gropers that haven't been exposed have completely stopped groping because it's a matter of time. So
right.
Somebody's, I think groping is way less of a thing right now than it was 6 months ago.
Okay. Well, there's your tease to Hoffman on Hollywood. No groping, but I'm sure there's other good stuff. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on SportsMap 94.1 and streaming on ESPN975.com.
Late at night, when you can't fall asleep, I'll be lying right beside you, counting.
Houston's new- new home for sports talk. Sports Map 94.1.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Blitz on SportsMap 94.1.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Cowboys and Indians. Want to thank Haas and the gang for having us out here, man. This has been a lot of fun. Really cool place. I will be making another appearance here at some point. Still trying to push the beer on me, though.
Of course.
Can't do it. Also want to tell you to get on the map. Check out sportsmap.com. If you're not there every morning, shame bell for you. Two quick things before we get to Hoffman on Hollywood. First off, apparently, while they were trying to get the stream fixed and the Aggie game on and everything else, you could hear them on air.
Who, the Jong and...
Or on the stream.
The Jong and Jose show?
Yeah. So I bet that was entertaining for those guys. And, yeah, that's really it. I can't remember what the other thing was. I just wanted to mention
The that. Other thing was Loyola 21, Nevada 24.
Okay.
3:49 to go in the first. And with 14:26 to go in the first, Michigan up 13-6 on Aggie.
All right, and I do want to tell you tomorrow we'll be at Prime Social all day.
Yes.
So go over there, get your poker on. Good food over there, too. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with my man Kevin Federline. He's prepared to take his request for more child support money to court after rejecting Brittany's proposal. Kevin says he truly wanted to try and settle the child support payment increase without getting the courts involved out of respect for Brittany and, of course, for their two sons. But he says it likely won't be resolved without a court intervention. So here's the deal. He wants to see her tax returns for this year or last year, and he says that he'll make his request based off of that. Unfortunately, the request comes right after Brittany had a four-year run in Las Vegas that grossed more than $137 million. So she's doing pretty well now.
That's grossed. So the government's taking, probably 25% of that.
Yeah.
So carry the one.
Let's just give her $100 million over the last 4 years.
Okay, so...
She's making...
Quarter mil a year.
But close to Altuve money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's doing okay. And Kevin Federline wants some of that. He is... He actually has full physical and legal custody of their children, so he gets child support. Not a bad situation to be in. And, of course, she's got her gig where she's off making money, so
right.
It works out
and
for everybody.
She doesn't have to deal with kids or husband.
But he just wants a little more. That's all.
What does he do these days?
He is a stay-at-home dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds hideous.
What has he ever done?
That's true.
Enoch Foster is the star of TLC's new show, Three Wives, One Husband, which is a four-episode series that shows Enoch and his three wives in their Rockland Ranch, Utah home. Since this show was shot, Utah has passed an anti-polygamy law. Now Enoch may be going to prison for 10 years. Not ideal.
They didn't always have an anti-polygamy law?
Nope, they were the only place that didn't have it. And
why on earth would you want more than one wife?
I don't get it.
I don't either.
But the law makes it illegal for anyone to live with a purported spouse while legally married to someone else. Breaking it comes with a sentence of 5 to 10 years per court. Worst of all, they didn't get very much money for doing the show, even though it took them a year to film it. He said, basically, we did it to show people that most polygamists do not have child brides, but rather in most polygamous communities, these women choose to marry into a polygamous family, and it's a mostly normal situation. The show, which premiered this month, airs Sundays at 9 o'clock on TLC if you want to see what the hubbub is about. Macaulay Culkin talked about losing his virginity at age 15, and it's kind of weird. He now says that these kids should wait until they're 32 or wait until they're married. But he said his was special. It wasn't weird or gross. We planned it. It was warm and sticky, and I felt like, geez, is this weird? Am I doing it right? The former child star added that the Beatles' White Album provided the soundtrack, and he noticed, quote, so many new smells. So that was me losing my virginity at 15, he says. I think that's more information than we've all
needed. Yeah, all you got to do is say, that happened when I was 15.
Yeah. And finally, John, you may have read this. Justice League has now ended its domestic box office run. The gross, $229 million, making it the lowest grossing film in the new DC universe.
What it cost to make that thing?
They thought it was going to be a massive blockbuster, obviously, because it's, you know, it was supposed to be their sort of
Infinity War, really.
Take on the Avengers. Yeah, and the Avengers, that's when the Marvel Universe really blew up. It puts them $60 million behind Man of Steel, which is fourth place, $100 million behind Suicide Squad in third place, a little over $100 million behind Batman vs. Superman, second place, and about $183 million behind DC's number one film, Wonder Woman. It's still playing a few places across the globe. Its international totals currently $657 million, which, I mean,
it's not bad.
It ain't nothing to sneeze at, but it's still way less than their other movies. Batman vs. Superman is number one internationally at $873 million. So, not great for Justice League. And that, Fred, is Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yeah, I like Justice League. I don't
know. Think it was bad.
I don't think it was awful. It wasn't great.
I'm not crazy about Aquaman.
No, he was a little weird. I tell you what, though, I like the dude who played the Flash.
You like that?
Yeah, I thought he was pretty funny. He was kind of like, he was the Spider-Man of the group. You know, kind of the snarky kid.
Yeah.
But I did like that. And I watched Wonder Woman again before I watched Justice League, and I hated it less the second time I watched it.
Okay.
The first time I just thought, well, and part of it is it's expectation. Everybody kept saying, oh, this is so great.
Everyone told me Wonder Woman was the best.
And, you know, there were like 15 seconds of just showing her face. Like, okay, yeah, I get it. Let's move on. Let's blow some bleep up.
Yeah.
But so I don't know how it would actually – I think Batman versus Superman might be my favorite of all of those.
Might be mine, too.
Of that group.
Might be mine, too.
Yeah.
By the way, Loyola, 25, Nevada, 24.
Ooh.
And that's good for the money team. Good for my money team, anyway. Also good for my money team is Michigan 19, Aggie 6. It's not good for Aggie team, though.
No.
If you're on that team, it's not going
ideally. Should be Houston and Aggie.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know that Houston would be doing this to
Texas A&M. They'd be up 30 to nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be in doubt. All right, that's going to wrap it up from Cowboys and Indians. I want to thank everybody for coming out. A lot of Blitzers made it. I want to thank Voldemort. Kept us on air today.
Yes, he did.
He did his part.
He didn't keep us on the stream.
No, but that wasn't his part.
Okay.
And he let me park behind him, too. So
that's true.
I actually had a place to park.
He told me this parking spot, but now there's someone parked behind me. Well, I'm stuck.
It was good.
Oh, he's a regular. Yeah. Okay.
We'll get it's it. All fine.
Tell him to get his regular ass out of here.
All right. Great job, John Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Did all right today. We'll see you guys tomorrow at Prime Social. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
This is Sports Map 94.1, your map to Houston sports.